What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio. I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and right now we have another talented guest coming on the show. She's a beautiful model from the state of Connecticut. What's up, Javon? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Universe. It's a great pleasure having you here on the show with us today. I thought having you on the show would be awesome since you are one of the new faces with a story we never heard about. So if you don't mind, could you fill our listeners in on the background story on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
So hi, everybody. My name is Javon. I'm 28. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I moved to Connecticut in February of 2018. And I'm currently an entrepreneur. My business name is Jay Simone.
Awesome, awesome. Judging by your social media page, it seems like you're still in the early stages of your modeling journey, which is always exciting. One thing I find fun is learning about the beginning experiences that will contribute to grooming and inspiring talent such as yourself to reaching that next stage in your career. With that idea of career in mind, when did your mind finally become convinced that modeling was something you wanted to do? And now that you're pursuing it, what goals have you put in place with hopes to bring your talent to that next level?
So I actually got my start in modeling. So I was actually influenced by my mother. She enrolled me in Ophelia DeVore Charm School. Charm School, you essentially learn poise, you learn posture, you learn etiquette. We also learn how to apply makeup. We learn how to walk the runway. We learned how to pose for pictures. And then down the line in 2012, 2013, I ended up doing my own professional photo shoot right before I went away to college. And years later, I ended up starting my own boutique. And I couldn't afford models. And all of my friends lived out of state due to the fact of me going away to school out of state. So I just became my own model for my own brand, Jay Simone.
Wow, that's pretty freaking awesome. There's no doubt in my mind that you possess the potential to build on that experience you have currently. You did your thing in your photo shoots with some of the photographers that I don't need to name. I did take it there's a lot more coming soon, but as you connect with more people in your journey and do more photo shoots, what kind of connections are you hoping to build along the way, and what kind of photo shoots would you like to add to your collection of excellent photos?
I would like to make genuine networks, just where everybody eats, you know, a team. A lot of people have different skills, and collaboration is extremely important. As far as photo shoots, I'm multifaceted, so you know, I can do fashion, I can do lifestyle, I can do swim. I'm open.
Awesome, that's real awesome stuff right there. It's good to be diverse and have them umbrella of talents too, like so. So you're also a fashion designer and a visual stylist, if I'm correct. Now, could you explain more about that venture and how that got started and what kind of things that you basically style?
So I currently, with my boutique, it's basically wholesale. I do actually have some of my own designs in the vault. I have not released that as of yet. But just visual stylist, really, it's just me and my own sense of style. Like, whatever I like, I'm going to wear. I don't care if it's in trend, not in trend. This is what I like.
Awesome, awesome. As you continue to put in that work that you're putting in to build your brand, what vision would you like the future fans and clients to see when the name Jay Simone comes up? And, like, what it will basically consist of, like, besides, like, fashion or styling? Or is that the only direction that you plan on taking it?
I believe Jay Simone is a lifestyle. Like, again, multifaceted. All over. It's not just one. I can't settle for just one. So fashion, lifestyle, beauty, we're all over the place.
That's dope. What are some of the things that you are working on now or trying to get started, basically?
I can't speak too much on that, but it's coming.
It's coming. Now, yeah, I noticed you mentioned something about boutique. I wanted to add something in there. Like, do you think you can fill us in on some of the stuff that you got going with the whole boutique thing?
Boutique. So it's fashion. So I have clothes. I have accessories. I have lashes. You know, I'm trying to get into the lifestyle moment. I'm slowly getting into the lifestyle moment. So lifestyle will soon come, but just fashion and beauty for now.
What was it like when you started getting into doing makeup and all that kind of stuff? Was that like hard for you to do when you wanted to do it the way that you would like to actually see yourself doing your makeup?
My mother is a cosmetologist, so no, it was not. I didn't have to go through that phase that every girl had to go through where like their foundation didn't match their skin. When I went into the store, my mother literally sat and like showed me the proper way to match it to my skin. So yeah, I might have had like a crazy highlight when I was learning to highlight and contour, just because my mother wasn't really into that. But yeah, most definitely foundation. That, yeah, I had fun. It's like art. It's like painting.
Awesome. Now another quick question to add in real quick. Where do you see yourself in like 5 years from now? Which is a very common cliche question, but it's a question that I like getting answers for. Do you know where you see yourself in 5 years?
You know what's so funny? We can set goals in life, but sometimes God literally laughs at our plans. So you know you can have a vision as long as you stay on that path and keep doing what you're doing, be consistent. You'll get there. What Nipsey Hussle said, it's a marathon. So keep going.
Yeah, you better keep running. Before we end this interview, who are some of the people that you would like to give a shout out to, and where's the best place for someone to reach you if they would like to work with you or do business?
So I want to give a shout out to Shots with T, my favorite photographer. And if anybody wants to get in contact with me, they can send me a DM on Instagram.
Awesome. What's that name on Instagram?
At who's that, 2T1_.
Awesome. And there you have it. Now, I'd like to appreciate this very moment that we shared together. It was a very great pleasure hearing you call into this radio station and talk to us about you and learning more about you. I've seen your work online or whatever. Actually, a member of the Internet Hollywood team actually sent me over your link, which is definitely something that was pretty cool, because when I checked it out, I was like, all right, this is somebody I definitely want to interview, and I look forward to seeing you come to the parties and all that stuff. So, and I look forward to writing news stories about you in the future and pushing your brand and showing my support the best way that I possibly can.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling that.